Blog Talk Radio.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shine.
I want.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power. Listen, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you for being the best part of us. Thank you for just, giving us this opportunity to do this praise and worship show, Father, and come to you in the need of prayer. Right now, we are in such desperate times, Father, and we want to be close to you. We need to be close to you. And so, Father, with that being said, let us pray to you right now here. In your son's name, we're going to pray. Father God, we love you so much. We're down on our knees again, Father. And we want to surrender to you, Father, in all. We love you so much. And Father, we are in a very, very terrible time, as you know this, Father. And what has this world come to? What are we doing? Why can't we get this thing right, Father? We're losing so many children and adults just dying left and right. And Father, so we surrender ourselves to you, Father. There's nothing else we can do. We don't even know which side to pick anymore. It's ugly out there. And so we surrender our heart and our souls to you, Father. Please help us. Please help us. Please, Father, we need you so desperately right now. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're asking for your guidance. It's mind-boggling to try to figure out what the truth is, but we know you are the truth. We know you are the truth. So with you being in mind, Father, we're going to just keep our focus on you right here and now, because this here thing, back and forth thing, is very, very traumatic, and it's very dangerous. It's very uncomfortable for us, Father. Please help us. Please guide us. Please lead us. Please show us what it is that you would have us to do in this kind of situation. Father, we love you. We love you and we need you so desperately. So please, please bless us right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all our blessings. Amen and amen. Hey guys, I hope you are good. I hope you are well. We're going to just praise God for this hour right now. We're going to turn it over to him and we're going to lean into Jesus. Okay? So let's just lean in to Christ. As we are lifting his mighty name up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much. Thank you.
Anybody want to bless the Lord tonight? Father, we honor you and we lift your name. Lord, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I said, Jesus is Lord. It's time that we live as if he is our Lord. Hold on. For many of us, he's our Savior, but he's not our Lord. We were drowning in the pool of sin, and he rescued us like a lifeguard. But he is not our life coach. Jesus did not just die to save us, but he died to lead us. Let's not just make him our Savior. Let's make him our Lord. Is he Lord of anybody's life out here? Say, Jesus is Lord. Many of us get saved and we give God our hearts. And we're not going to hell. We're grateful for that. But we still do us. We make our own decisions about our relationships. We make our own decisions about our finances. We make our own decisions about our direction in life. When he asked us, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, because I'm the Lord. Lord means head. On a human, head is on top. That means I'm under him. On an animal, the head is in front. That means I follow him. So if he's my Lord, I'm under him. I follow him. All right, y'all already heard the preacher. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out real quick. My mentor said many of us are vampire Christians. Isn't that scary? In other words, we just want the blood, but not his hand. We just want his blood to save us and rescue us, but we don't want his hand to lead and guide us. Let's not just be vampire Christians. This is not the Breaking of Dawn. What's the movie called? Twilight. I don't just want the blood. When they pierced him in the side, blood and water came out. Blood for my sins and water to cleanse my life. Tell somebody, I want the blood and the water. So Lord, don't just be our Savior. Don't be our lifeguard only, but be our life coach. Don't just save us, but lead us, because we need you. We need you.
Amen to that. I want to play a song for you right now. And this song that I'm going to play you, it's a song where Brandy and others, Gladys Knight and others, are basically saying to those that they've lost that they will remember them. So this goes out to all the people that we've lost in war. And so God be with you guys, whether you're Jewish, Palestinian, whatever you are and whatever your situation is. If we lost you, first of all, we're sorry. And please, please forgive us. And we want you to know that we love you. And we're so sorry for your loss. We're so sorry. And may God be with you. And may you be with God and be blessed by him. We just pray that you're in a better place. Amen.
Though I'm missing you,
I'm missing you.
Praise you, Lord. Father, please bless us right here and now, Father, right where we are. We come to you in the need of prayer. We come to you for your guidance, and we come to you for your understanding as to how you would have us to walk in this situation, Father, as we are losing our loved ones left and right in war. Father, we are so sad that there is a war, first of all. And Father, we just ask if you could even fix that, if you could stop the wars, Father, that are happening around the world, Father, if you could just put a halt to it and say, okay, enough is enough. Leave my children alone. Father, we would really appreciate it, because we are the ones that are suffering because of their loss. And we could be next, Father. So we're just asking if you would just lift us all up right now in your Son's mighty name, and just bless us right where we are, Father. We really need you right now. And it's so hard sometimes to humble ourselves to the point where we could just say, okay, the pain of hurt and anger, I'm going to put that aside, and I'm going to just focus on the righteousness of God. That's so hard sometimes, because the pain is so strong, Father. But we understand, Father, that you are so much more powerful than the pain. And so we just ask you to give us that feeling. Give us who you are, Father. Let us feel your presence. Let us know that you got us, Father, as we need you right here and right now. We are coming to you in the name of Jesus' name. Jesus, your Son, Father, we are begging you right now, please heal us. Heal our minds. Heal our mindsets, Father. Please help us. We're hurting. We're hurting so badly. And we need you so much. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, please heal us in your Son's name. Amen. You know, guys, I know that, you know, we are really, really in a disruptive time, and we got to pray that God is going to fix this for us. We got to pray that God did, because sometimes things are just bigger than us. And this thing has gotten so big and so out of control with all the different types of things that are happening with, you know, all these wars and stuff. And so, Father, we really need you. We are hurting as a human, as a society, you know, and as we're trying to live and do life, people are dying constantly, and these wars are just like multiplying this, and it's hard. I know it's hard when you're hurting. It's hard to be forgiving when you're in pain and you're disruptive and you know your loved ones are just that been around you all their life and have now disappeared. They're gone. That has got to be the most painful experience. And so I'm with you. You know, I just lost my loved ones, three of them in one day. And so I understand the pain of loss. The pain of loss is a pain that just really, really can get you confused and take us to places that we don't want to be. And we end up acting on those places, which is not a good thing to do. And so we really need to lean on God. We really need to find somewhere in the scriptures where God can help us, where he, you know, he could guide us, protect us from ourselves, protect us from hurting someone, and protect us from hurting ourselves. Oh, Jesus, Lord, please help us as we are hurting badly as a human, as a society. We need you, Lord. We need you right now, so badly. So, guys, if you could just think about that, if you could just pray to God, get on your knees and get yourself by yourself and say, hey, God, listen, I'm so sorry for what I'm going through right now, but I really need you right here and now to help me to figure this thing out, because I'm hurting. These little babies, my baby is gone. I've lost my child. Someone murdered my child right in my face. Father, my mother is gone. Someone murdered my mother in my face. Someone murdered my father in my face. Father, please help me to figure this out. I don't know what else to do. Trust me. God hears you. He loves you, and he wants to be there for you. But you got to get down on your knees. You got to give it to him. We all do. It's bad what's happening. It's painful. Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, guys, I just pray that, you know, somehow we figure this thing out. And let's just try to enjoy ourselves somehow, some way. Because it's ugly. Praise God for being God. Praise you, Lord. You are amazing. We love you. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power. Amen.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power, everybody.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God. He is wonderful. Where are the altos? Come on, altos. All praises. the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, with the voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Everybody, everybody, come on, come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious.
And so Gayla Massey is going to read you, Dr. Gayla Massey Potts is going to read you something from the scriptures. And so let's take a minute and say hello to Dr. Gayla Massey and thank you so much.
And that last name is Potts. Hi there, everyone. So nice to talk with you today. Oh, it's been a talk about forgiveness. And not only will Christ forgive us if we ask, but it's important to know how it is paramount that we forgive others. I have a number of short scriptures to read to you, and one a little bit longer. But if we talk about forgiveness of others, you might turn to Matthew, and that is Matthew 6, 14 through 15. Yes. If you forgive others for their sins, your Father in heaven will also forgive you for your sins. But if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. So very important that we forgive others so that our Father will forgive us. But if we also look in Matthew, at Matthew 18, 21 through 35, this is a little bit longer. And then after that, a few short ones. But I think that you have to hear the whole thing. So 21 through 35 of Matthew 18, an unforgiving servant. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, when my fellow believer sins against me, how many times must I forgive him? Should I forgive him as many as seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, you must forgive him more than seven times. You must forgive him even if he wrongs you 70 times seven. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who decided to collect the money his servants owed him. When the king began to collect his money, a servant who owed him several million dollars was brought to him. But the servant did not have enough money to pay his master, the king. So the master ordered that everything the servant owned should be sold, even the servant's wife and children. Then the money would be used to pay the king what the servant owed. But the servant fell on his knees and begged, be patient with me and I will pay you everything I owe. The master felt sorry for his servant and told him he did not have to pay it back. Then he let the servant go free. Later, that same servant found another servant who owed him a few dollars. The servant grabbed him around the neck and said, pay me the money you owe me. The other servant fell on his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you everything I owe. But the first servant refused to be patient. He threw the other servant into prison until he could pay everything he owed. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were very sorry. So they went and told their master all that had happened. Then the master called his servant in and said, you evil servant, because you begged me to forget what you owed, I told you that you didn't have to pay anything. You should have showed mercy to that other servant, just as I showed mercy to you. The master was very angry and put the servant in prison to be punished until he could pay everything he owed. This king did what my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. If we go on, we will hear one more. And that's from Mark. That's Mark 11:25. When you are praying, you're angry with someone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven will also forgive your sins. And Luke 17 and verse 3-4. If another follower sins, warn him. And if he is sorry and stops sinning, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in one day and says that he is sorry each time, forgive him. Now, if we look a little bit further in Luke, chapter 23, verse 34. There were also two criminals led out with Jesus to be put to death. When they came to a place called the Skull, the soldiers crucified Jesus and the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. Jesus teaches us that he will forgive, but it's so very important that we forgive others just as Christ forgives us.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for blessing us. And to all of you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Please go to our website, solarrecordsradio.com, and take a look at it and tell us what you think and leave us a message. And if you would like to also donate to our page, please feel free to go to, when you're in there, you can go to the donate button and click on and donate, as we are an independent station. So God bless you all. Have a blessed and beautiful rest of your week. And Dr. Massey, thank you so much for blessing us with your scripture readings. And we love you guys all. Take care of yourselves and be good. Take care. Good night. God bless you.